not in the... Yaakov Avinu was embarking on his journey to Mitzrayim. So the Eibishter appeared to him and spoke to him. The Pasuk says, B'marois HaLayla. B'marois HaLayla, appeared to him at night. So the Meshechachma over here, it's kedai to see the Meshechachma inside. The Meshechachma says here, Dvarim Nifloim. It says, you don't find this Melitza that the Eibishter should appear to Avraham Avinu B'marois HaLayla. Now Yaakov Avinu was on no lesser darga than him. But you don't find that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam appeared to Avraham Avinu B'marais HaLayla. You don't find that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam appeared to Yitzchak Avinu B'marais HaLayla. Only you find it twice in Yaakov. Once here, and once earlier in Parshas Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov B'Rashat Vayelech Haran, over there also, says later he came B'marais HaLayla. He saw B'marais HaLayla, that's when, how he appeared to him. Right, how he appeared, you find that he appeared to him b'marais halayla. That is, says it. There, vayach aloim, and he saw it b'layla. This emphasis on seeing b'layla, that's a Yaakov thing. Right, that's a Yaakov thing, the Meshechachim is medayek. And he says it's not stam. He says, why is that? This is what he says, because he was muchan lotzeis to go to Chutz Laretz. He was muchan lotzeis to go to Chutz Laretz. Lochein, therefore, bo'elav his galus elokus b'layla. Why Lahara is but come to teach him the Af Begolus Becheshkas Hagolus the Shechina Shayra of Yisrael, like Chazal said, Golul above al Shechina Iman. Yaakov Avinu was going to live in Chutz Laretz, not just for a rov and whatever. He was going to live for an extended amount of time in Chutz Laretz, right? Whether be it the first time Le'ele Charon or going to Mitzrayim. So the Eibishter appears to him. Laila always signifies Hester Pana, right? Laila is when it's not Goli, right? Toyer, when we say in the Haggadah, Toyer Ke'er Yoim Cheshkas Laila, that means bringing them to the Golas. That's what it means. Cheshkas Laila is the Golas. Cheshkas Laila is the Golas. Yaakov Avinu was going out of Eretz Yisrael, so there would have been a mokum to think that in that Cheshach already, it's not Shayach to have this Kesher to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's not Shayach to be Dovuk and have the connection and to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam like one has in Eretz Yisrael. So he saw him, he showed him, appeared dafka, b'marais halayla, within Cheshech, within Hester, over there, I'm here, we have this kesher, we're good. Right, that's what the Meshechachma says. That's why, he says, you find Yaakov Avinu was metakin, which tefillah? Yaakov Avinu was metakin Arvis. Arvis is big chiddush, Arvis is daven tonight, right? What do you call it? The tefillah at night, that you can be miskasher with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at night, that's Yaakov Avinu. That's one part of the contribution of Yaakov Avinu. And that's this Maris Balayla, the corresponding tefillah to this Maris Balayla is Arvis. Yaakov Avinu's, a prat of Yaakov Avinu was the ability and the gilui that within the Cheshech there's the aura of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is be'etzem there, even in the Cheshech, and he's miskaber to that. And he's nischaber to that. That's, for example, it says in the pasuk also. You have. What do we say? Yancha Hashem b'yem tzara, yisagevcha Shem elokei Yaakov. Not Avraham, not Yitzchak. In the b'yem tzara, when a person has the hester upon him, right? There's this emphasis dafka on elokei Yaakov. And Elokei Yaakov, because the yisod of Yaakov Avinu is you could be even in Chutz Laretz, you still are Dovuk, and you transcend the Cheshech of Chutz Laretz, and you see the Ur within the Cheshech. You see the Ur within the Cheshech. That's how he starts. But then he says a very interesting thing, which they correspond, there's Shachar's Mincha, they also, the Avodas of the Ovis correspond to various Karbonas, Tomachal Shachar, Tomachal Ben Arbaim. What's the to which carbonus in the Beis Hamikdash the Yaakov Avin does Ma'ariv apply? Does Ma'ariv relate? This Tamid Shel Shach, Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So Chazal say that it's keneged the Evarim Updarim. That means the Imurim that are left from the carbonus Bayayim, right? Most carbons, you can't shecht a carbon, you can't make zrika of a carbon. Yeah, most of it is a carbon can have to be done, but there's a din yoyim. You can't do them balayla. Chutz, except for haktoras evarim. Haktara Seivarim, which is the Haktara of the being Makhtir, putting on the Mizbeach, the leftovers, the Eivarim, the Emurim of the Karbanas, that's Kosher Kol HaLaila. So Yaakov's Mayriv is Keneged, Chazal say Yaakov's Mayriv is Keneged Eivarim Upadar. Zokt the Meshech Chachma, a very Tifa Yisayit over here. A very tifa yisayit over here. It's giving us how can you serve? How do you take the oir of the Rabbeinu Shalolim and the Cheshkes Golos? He says, what type of a carbon do you have at night? A carbon that was started by day. The carbon was makriv. You don't bring a new carbon at night. The new carbonas are only at the day. The hemshech of the day, if you're coming from the day, from the gilui of the Rabbeinu Shalolim, where you have that kesher, the kesher is not lost when you take it into the Cheshkes. That's the comparison of it to Eivarim Uptarim. To Eivarim Uptarim. Then he says, that's why, for example, you find Ein Ashchina Shaira B'chutz Laretz El Shemi Shehoya Roya Be'eretz Yisrael. Somebody who had the Shechina in Eretz Yisrael, when he goes to Chutz Laretz, he could take that, not because it's just, you know, because you were there and the thing, because you had the darga where you're zayich, where you have that chibur, you have the kayach the Eibush that shows from Yaakov to preserve that chibur even in the chayshach of galus. Even you have the kayach to preserve the chibur that you have in a matzav of oyer, even in a matzav of chayshach, right? Even in a matzav of chayshach. This is all a meshech chachma. And then the meshech chachma says like this. This is till now I've been paraphrasing. There's a couple of things that this you just can't paraphrase them. He says, "The Yitzim is Musar Haskil. When Kasher Yisrael Oichazin El Hakabola Hanerusa. When Klal Yisrael is connect to their Masaira, right? V'Holchem Bedarke V'Limudei Avoseim, and they're going Bedarke V'Limudei Avoseim. Then Yisrael who Goy Eson Atik Yoimin. He's a Goy Atik Yoimin from way back." The Asher Niglu a love elikim bihiyos hamigdash al mechaynai, Oz shora Ashchina imoim gam bechutz laretz gam balayla, Avol bizman sheshochach ubris aviseyim ve'einem halchim bederchayim. So then Oz kishehem bifnei atzmam haloi ein Ashchina shayre bechutz laretz v'nistal kashchina mehem v'nesunin lemshiso v'lavuz. How do we relate? How does somebody in Golis relate to have that Shechina? Right? You weren't in Eretz Yisrael. He says, you don't have to have been in Eretz Yisrael. But if you keep the Messiah and you connect yourself to that Klal Yisrael with the Messiah of Klal Yisrael that had the Mikdash, so then you're a Hemshech of that Messiah. That you're a Hemshech of that Messiah, then your Eich is also in that possibility to have that Gilui of what was then, to have that Mechutz Laretz also. But that's only somebody, in other words, it is only somebody who in the Matzav of Cheshech somehow is Dovuk in the Matzav of Or, which we have. If your Eich is a Maisa Aviseyim Uminageyim, and everything's the Messiah coming from there, so then you're Mechubra to that Messiah, you're Mechubra to that pipeline, Gilu. Right, you're mechuber to that, but somebody who comes, right? But somebody who comes and wants to be pyrik that and thinks that he found a new way, right? So you found a new way. So you're in a matzav of chayishach and you find a new way. Ain't no Rabbeinu Shalalim coming to you in a new way over there. The Rabbeinu Shalalim comes from that shechina of the light is coming to take you to take it even in the darkness. Deivarem updarem that the karbad aschala of which was in Eretz Yisrael goes in Chutz Laretz. So to everybody. If you're Dovuk in that Messiah that emanates from Eretz Israel from back then, so then you have the Ur, you have the possibility, you have the Siyata Dishmaya and the Brochas. If you don't, so then look around you, that's what it looks like. If you don't, then it's without going into specific geographical locations. If you don't keep the Messiah, so then, yeah, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. It's very interesting. Of all the people that they talk about on Purim, I'm not being makhtim and getting Purim dick already. Shoshanas who? Yaakov, Tzahola B'Zamecha, B'Reisam Yachat Helis Marchev. Dafke again, Yaakov remakes an appearance over there. And he's very busy. Right? Yaakov's there too. Why? Because what happened in Purim? It's in Chayshech, it's in of Golis, right? Akati Avdei Chashveiron, not even, it didn't even go out of it. It's a nest in showing the whole Purim is showing the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalalim, even within the Chayshech, right? then this is the gilui that there's an oyer of the Rebbeinu Shalom even within the Chayshach. Shoshanas Yaakov. That's Yaakov. That's the Maris Alayla of Yaakov. That's just what I think, adding on to what he says. So now, I also had a hargosha. There's another thing. Now, this, the idea of this Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, that's in terms of Mokum, or Chayshach and Ar in Golos. There's another aspect to it that is Shabbos and Sheshes Yimei HaMaisa. Right? Shabbos is a time where everybody, you leave all the Avodas behind, and a person's Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom. The person is Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom. That means, you know, leave the driving to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Leave the driving to the Rebbeinu Shalom, everything is there. And then you're more Dovuk to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's why Al Yidei Neshama Seir, you can be Zeicha to higher Dargas of Havana. That's what Shabbos is. The rest of the week, you're meant to take that Kedusha of Shabbos, right? You're meant to take that Kedusha of Shabbos, and take that into the Chayshech of Yemei HaMaisa, where you're back into the Olam HaGashmi and dealing with the Nisyonis of Chomrius. Take that Ur to light up the Chayshech of Sheshes Yemei HaMaisa Al Yedei, the Ur and the Kedusha of Shabbos. Take the Kedusha of Shabbos and put it into Yemcham. Right, that's the Avayah. Same thing. Now the Suda Shabbos also Al Pi Chazal. The Suda Shabbos were Nesakin Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So which one is Yaakov? Shalashudas. What Shalashudas? Shalashudas starts from the end of Shabbos and goes until Ma'ariv, right? And goes into Cheshech. Shalashudas is the one taking the Kedusha of Shabbos that starts on Shabbos and taking the Kedusha of Shabbos, leading you to Chayil with the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's the Suda of Yaakov Avinu. That's particularly the Suda of Yaakov Avinu. That's the Yaakov Avinu of the Meshech Chochmas Yaakov Avinu that the Eibishter is B'maris HaLayla of who? Only of Evarim Upadarim that started the carbon, that the Iker carbon was brought in Eretz Yisrael. Where the Makar is B'kedusha in the Ayr, you can take the Ayr from there into the Makam of Cheshech. But if you don't have that Ayr, where's the Ayr going to come from? You're not taking that Ayr. You don't have the flame with which to light the candle over here. You have to take that flame. A person's Davuk in the Messiah, a person's Davuk in the flame. A person's not Davuk in the Messiah, there's no flame. Cheshech is Cheshech. It is Chayshech. You know, we're not fooling anybody by saying it's Chayshech, but there's a... It's Chayshech. Right? It's Chayshech. You can't light it here. But if you have the light, you bring the light from there, you're Dovuk, and that you can be Bayer the Chayshech. That's Yaakov. And that, in a certain sense, is also Shalashim. That's what Shalashim. You take the Kedusha of Shabbos, you take the Ayur, the Asaga of what a person, and the Darga to which a person with the proper Aveda can be Nisala on Shabbos, you take that into the week. It's the same idea. So what Yaakov Avinu particularly Shaychas to Shabbos is that we spoke other times, that's not Negeya for right now, but there's also a very big, remember we spoke once, just because Anikas HaShabbos is Zechel Nachla B'lei Mitzorim, and it's learned from a Pasuk, V'achalticha Nachlas Yaakov. Right, so the paramount, using Shabbos to its fullest is Yaakov Avinu. Right, well, an aspect of that is because Shabbos to his fullest is not just to be on Shabbos and have the Shabbos. Right, using Shabbos to his fullest is taking Shabbos and taking it weiter, taking the ball and running with it. Right, that's Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov Avinu's particular affinity to Shabbos. There's a Ramat Vali, the Talmud and the Ramchal. So, if you look carefully in his lashon, I think that the Yisod, what the Meshech Chachma said, I think is quite merumas there. And the pasuk v'higadetem lo'ovi is called kvaydi b'mitzrayim. So the Ramat Vali writes as follows: she'ein kavanosa. What's called kvaydi? Right? It doesn't mean that he had a Lexus in a corner house. That's not what it meant, or a Volvo, or a Mercedes. She'ein kavanosa ala kovet shel hagdula bilvad ki hu nechshav lehevel v'rik le'enei atzadikim. That's not anything with which he would be proud and say, "Hey, look what I have! Look at the kovet I have over here." Ela kavanosai ha'ikris, his ikr kavana is al hashroas hashchina, shenikris kovet. What are you called? Right? Kvoid shamai, the kovet of the Eivish, that's the emesek kovet. V'kol shekein, and certainly shehaisa hi sha'arusa alav, that he managed to have the shchina, afilu b'mitzrayim shehi eretz atmeya. Even in Mitzrayim, which is eretz atmeya. Right, that's what Yosef is telling to tell Yaakov. Yosef we call Shahar Rotzes. Now, Zok the Ramad Valley, v'ze hoya simen le'aviv, and this was meant to indicate to Yaakov Avinu, she'omad b'tzidkoi, that he remained in that tzedek tzidkus which he had. What do you mean, Amar? From where? He was oymed in the tzidkus that he had from before. V'lo pogam es kedusha asoy. And al yedei chutzlar, going to chutzlar, he wasn't pogam which kedusha? The kedusha that he had where? In Eretz Yisrael. Shim loikain, because if he would have been pogam the kedusha that he had in Eretz Yisrael and cut himself off from that, eichay yezoichel ashros ha-kedusha b'makom t'meya. How could you possibly have ashros ha-kedusha b'makom t'meya? In order to have Hashras HaKadusha B'makam Tmeya, it's because you didn't lose that Kadusha that you had in the Makam Kadusha, that you had in Eretz Yisrael. So yes, he shows him that I still have that Kadusha. He shows him that I still have that Kadusha, which... Now, who's Yosef? Who's talking here? Yosef. And as we spoke earlier, last week, I think, what's Yosef? Yosef's Mamshech Darka of Yaakov. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Right? The whole Mila of Yaakov Avinu, Yosef took it in this world. And Yosef took it further. This is Yosef showing Yaakov, I am still that Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. I am still that Yosef who's Mamshech this and taking what I had from the Or, in a Matzav of Or, in a Gilui of Or, to take that Or even into the Cheshech. And I have that Kedusha even in Mitzrayim. I have that Kedusha in Mitzrayim. And Rashi brings that ready. He says, Agolus, that he told him, Zegla Arufa, right? So the Velt says a joke, like, how could be all these, after all these years, he's still holding the same sugi of it. So if you look around first Seder and a lot of yeshivas, it's not such a kasha anymore. How for so many years he could be still holding in the same sugi. But, truthfully speaking, yeah, like, what did he have to do that for? You want to send him a shtickle ter, send him a new shtickle ter. Right? Send him a new shtickle ter. He said, that wasn't the point. The point wasn't to show him I know how to learn. The point wasn't to show him that I'm learning Torah. The point was to say him, I am that person, right? In other words, what we had then, I haven't lost what we had then. That sugya that we learned then, it doesn't mean that he learned, that he was learning it for 22 years. That he was learning the sugya of Egla Arufa for 22 years. Not that there isn't what to do 22 years there. I'm sure someone could find it if they want. But that's not what he was doing. But what's the message over here? The message is what the Ramat Vali says. The message is, I'm that person. I am mamshich what I had over there. That the Egla, I didn't forget the chshivas of what I learned there in Eretz Yisrael. What we learned over there, I took that and I still have that here. And I still have that here. That's dafka what he learned there. That's not a new sugya. Right? That's not a new sugya. Or a different teretz could maybe be. Today you have Yitzhak Chachma and Bar Ilan and all these things. You can make a search and say Shtikal Teir. If you send them a new Shtikal Teir, maybe it came from the Bar Ilan program or something. Egla Arufa, what we had back in the day when it wasn't, I want to show you that I remember what we learned then. That you can't remember what you learned then by looking it up in a computer program. Anyway, that's a separate Musar Haskel that has nothing to do with the Parsha. But Al Kolpanim, the aside of it is this, that a yid has bekayach in all matzavim to remain kosher to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but you can't create that kesher from Ephes in a matzav of chayshach. It's if you're davuk in a mesayra and you're a chaluk of that mesayra that has the kesher, so then the kesher will light up the golas for you too. You can have that, and it can help you navigate even times, even matzavim of golas, even times of chayshach. You have to take from the Kedusha of what was and what you're a part of as being Abdovuk in that Mesaira, and take it and use that to light the Cheshech. You have to take from Shabbos and use that to light the rest of the week. That's the Avodah, that's what's Merum is, that's the Oymek of everything that was in the Meshech Chochmah, of that the Eibishter appears to Yaakov Avinu B'maras HaLaila, B'Laila, to indicate that you, Yaakov Avinu, who were in Eretz Yisrael, you are able to take the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and that should be for you at Oyer, even in a Matzav of Chayshach, even in the matzav of life. Ciao.